Tell me about the birth of your second child.
Natasha's birth was a very different story. Although I'd had reasonably good control since I came to Compton, I'd only had one incident once driving a car when I suddenly realised I didn't know where I was. It turned out I was in my own street, but I didn't know where I was and felt very frightened, very panicked, and came home and clearly my control wasn't all it might be. And I had various other pressures. I was working as a freelance. I had a little boy at home, a father who came at weekends and was very, very loving, but not desperately supportive. So there was a lot on my plate. And I think diabetes by then was starting to take very sort of third, fourth, you know, list of priorities. It was slipping quite dramatically. And when I fell pregnant with Natasha, I hadn't been well controlled, and I was anxious about that, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to be able to go through with the pregnancy. I had great fears that I might have damaged her, and decided, obviously, that I would keep her, but had an enormously difficult pregnancy. I didn't feel like eating any of the things that were good for me. I only wanted sweet, sickly things, they were things that stopped me feeling sick. I got incredibly good care from Adam Brooks. You could not fault the medical professionals. They were brilliant. But unfortunately, in looking after my diabetes, they did miss something pretty significant, and that was that I was fairly dramatically anemic. And that was actually why I was ill throughout my pregnancy, but we didn't know that until afterwards. So my blood sugars weren't good. I was doing 4 blood sugars a day. I did stick to what I was supposed to do. I didn't abuse it. I did my very best, but I found it enormously difficult. I slept most afternoons. I never felt well. I felt sick constantly. I felt sick for 9 months. And it was a very hard time. And when I gave birth to her, she was a typical diabetic woman's child. She was cherub-like. She was puffed. And that's sad. I don't think I really allowed myself to realise that until a bit later. But when I think of the comparison between Tom, who looked absolutely like a normal little baby, and Tash, who was definitely chubby in a... not such a healthy way. It was sort of more slightly puffiness. And I still I had a blood transfusion at that time before I was allowed home. And I came home not feeling very well, not feeling very able to cope, and thinking the last thing in the world I needed was diabetes to deal with as well. So it wasn't a good time. Although, obviously, it was a great joy to have her. I really wasn't very well.